And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour. I'm the guest host today. Yeah, Dr. Ott standing in for Daniel Bergman and company. Oh, my golly, what a privilege and pleasure it is to spend the next couple hours with you. And again, it was so good and refreshing to hear Joyce Riley's voice. I'm glad you kept her going and promoting the Power Mall information. Again, just I think the world of Joyce Riley have for many, many years. She's just, we're sorely missed, and I'm sure everybody does and realize that the work that she has done, amazing job. Thank you so much. Again, oh my goodness, we got a great show for you planned today in the second hour. We're introducing you to a new friend of mine who just has an incredible blog that I think everybody should get a hold of and listen to and read. Gary D. Barnett is, we are guest in the second hour. His website is Gary D. Barnett. That's BARNETT.com. And, golly, he's right on the cusp of some really good articles. He's very gifted this way. And it's good to see this on a non-censored website, I gotta tell you, because, man, I know what it's like to be censored. My blog, atrua.com, and I don't mind just telling the story, wordpress.com, shame on you. I mean, I've been blogging for about a decade. And I had an incredible bunch of archived information that I thought was safe and secure. Silly me, naive me. I actually paid them a fee to back up and to have my information basically in a secure site. Well, so much for that. December of last year, they, without even the courtesy of an email, I had to find out from individuals, hey, Dr. Ott, your blog is no longer up. What's going on with that? Are you still alive? Are you okay? Well, news to me. They absolutely took it off. Took it off. You go on to atrua.com. It just says no longer available. Because of why? Because it so all of a sudden violates their community standards, whatever the heck that is. Censorship, folks. I've been doing this blog for well over 10 years. Yeah, you know, it's sensitive information, perhaps, but it's truthful information. What's wrong with telling the truth? Sometimes, as George Orwell said so very well, in an age of universal deceit, telling the truth becomes a revolutionary act. So, yeah, I guess I plead guilty, folks. I'm a revolutionary. I am true, and that is my name. I got to be true to my name. I got to tell the truth. There's something in ancient Greek literature called the curse of Apollonius. And the story goes, this Greek philosopher Apollonius was cursed by the Greek gods to never tell a lie, could only tell the truth. He became the most unpopular man in all of the kingdom of Greece, according to the legend. But the gods gave him something else as a special gift. The story goes, they gave him the fastest horse in all of Greece so he could outrun any mob, and always unpopular. In fact, I got to tell you, folks, the biblical word, both in the Old Testament and New Testament, for the word prophet is simply, doesn't mean you foretell the future. Doesn't mean you have a crystal ball that you gauge and predict what's going to happen 5, 10, 20 years down the road. That can be a part of it, but that's not what it's about. The word actually simply means, in its basic form, a truth teller that defends the truth. That's all it is. So, yeah, you know, it's fun to tell the truth. I try to do that all the time, and my guest in the second hour, Gary Barnett, I think he's a kindred spirit, I believe so. We'll introduce him as we get closer to his time, and we'll have a very lively interview, so please stay tuned for that in the second hour. Again, if you want to check out his website in the meantime, Gary D. Barnett, BARNETT.com. Oh, my goodness. So the first hour, let's just go over and do some house cleaning if we can. And I'm so honored again that the Power Mall, since Joyce Riley had me on the first time, golly, I think it's been about a decade, it seems. She's been very, very proactive and looking for the best mineral supplements or any type of natural supplements. The Power Mall is full of some great products, absolutely. But she kind of focused on what I do because, you know, I'm a protege, ladies and gentlemen, of Dr. Linus Pauling. Dr. Pauling was my mentor and tutor in the early 90s, from 1990 to 1992, and then until his death, actually. And he taught me some amazing things that I had no idea of. He actually was the mentor that brokered me my doctorate degree, my PhD out of Germany. He told me some great things that I was just, wow, I had a learning curve to fill, you see. I had no idea, for instance, about the terrain theory versus the germ theory of disease. The allopathic model is the germ theory. Did you see we have these invading pathogens, bacteria, viruses, all these nasty little things that we have to protect against and take poison toxins, basically, to protect ourselves from. And Dr. Pauling said, no. Toxins and poisons, which is what really Big Pharma is all about, any drug, folks, is toxic. It's just simply a form of poison. You can take more than the prescribed, even sometimes the prescribed amount of drugs, and you know what happens sometimes? You get sicker. There's called... Oh, side effects. No, side effects are ridiculous. There's no such thing as side effects. They are just simply effects of toxic poisons. And so you see, Dr. Pauling explained to me, we need to go back to the basics of understanding what the cell works. And in fact, Antoine Beauchamp, as he explained to me, a concurrent gentleman of French origin, at the same time as Louis Pasteur, was exactly right. Beauchamp said the terrain is everything. The terrain of the cell. What does that mean? The terrain of the cell is simply the embodiment of the cellular fluid, the balance of minerals and enzymes. And that's really what it's all about. The water, if you will. Our bodies are mostly water. And when that water becomes contaminated, toxic shock sets in, and disease always forms. Dr. Pauling taught me many times. He says, true, this is before my doctorate, of course. He said, true, golly, you know, there is no such thing as 4,500 or so diagnosed diseases in the Merck Index, which is what the doctors of today are trained to go and consult to their computer systems. They just type in the symptoms and the computer sorts through and gives a list of possible disease states to label and then spits out the prescribed drugs to take for it. He said, that's ridiculous. There's only one root cause of all disease, Dr. Pauling told me many times, and that's a mineral imbalance and toxic water in the terrain. Clean the terrain, cleanse the body, cleanse the temple, if you will, and disease naturally disappears. Disease is the absence, you know, balance of homeostasis structure. Wow, I said, could it really be that simple? He says, well, it really is. Vitamins, as he explained to me, vitamins are just an acronym, a shortened version of what's called vital minerals. Vital minerals, vitamins. He says, you know, your body can produce vitamins, with the exception of vitamin D, which needs direct sunlight, he said, but the cells can produce it if they have the right minerals. Minerals are key. He said minerals are a coenzyme factors, if you will. And so through his tutorage, I was able to put together a unique line of minerals. It was his design. I give him all the credit. I knew nothing about it. He knew everything about it. He just mentored me. He's passed along, and so I stand on his shoulders, the shoulders of what I deem to be a great giant. The minerals, you see, are key, and the Power Mall has our minerals, the key minerals. Dan Bergman said many times he really loves the Healthy Balance product because it's all in one. You know, I get that. It's convenient, and that's why we designed that. But I got to be frank and honest with you. It's not the best because the individual minerals are the most potent as taken in like the homeopathic structure under the tongue sublingually. And so we have available, you know, the calcium, magnesium, potassium. Those three are the three pillars because so much of the body depends on the calcium ion channels, the magnesium ions that regulate the calcium ion channels, and the potassium electrolyte. Now, those three are so simple, and with all due respect to Daniel, it doesn't take that long to take three individual droppers. It's a little inconvenient, but there is, again, the Healthy Balance for those who like to just take and go and like a one-a-day type of thing. There's 15% off this week, 15% off Healthy Balance by Mother Earth Minerals. Go to thepowermall.com, again, or call 877-817-9829. Again, 877-817-9829. Okay, golly, so there's so much in the news. Every day is an amazing news story, and we're got a few minutes before the first break. I mean, to tell you, world news, I mean, I got to tell you, and kudos to Catherine. Golly, it's so important to have a good support staff. The individuals that you don't really see or hear on the radio. Well, hey, anybody with a big mouth and a loud mouth can spout off on the radio. That's not where the talent is, folks. It's the preparation for the show that makes the show. And Catherine, kudos to you. The individuals working the board, I don't know you, but it's always so great to have it run. The music bump music comes on, and it's just seamless, and it's fantastic. It was Catherine that booked our guest today. Normally, I have to do all that. Man, it's just a ton of work to do to get ready for a show. So thank you, Catherine, for booking Mr. Barnett. And hopefully soon we'll have another spot where we'll bring on Dr. Catherine Horton. Homie, you will not to miss this one, I promise you. Dr. Catherine Horton is a PhD physicist now. Her doctorate was given from Oxford in England. She's an Oxford fellow. And one of the top five particle physicists in this world. In other words, she knows a whole lot about a whole lot of quantum mechanics, folks. And we're going to talk frankly about the dangers, I mean, the real and present dangers of 5G. Okay? Oh my goodness. One of the most censored stories of all on the internet. You want to post the video about the truth of what 5G can do, and what its potential is in the hands of an artificial intelligence that is not benevolent. My goodness, you'll be censored faster than anything, faster than exposing COVID. So there's a reason for it, folks, and we're going to go to the heart of the matter here. It really is important to understand the company that's driving this is called OneWeb. OneWeb. Spoiler alert, listen, you got to check this out. OneWeb, just Google up OneWeb and see their voluminous website. My goodness, OneWeb is responsible for putting up these 5G satellite constellations. Yeah, that's right, constellations of satellites, not just one or two or three or four. We're talking thousands planned for the next year and a half. Thousands. As many as 30,000 eventually, all interconnecting, all creating basically a sky net, like a big web. Literally, that's what it's called, a spider's web. All beaming a microwave to every inch of this earth. And most of the oceans will be covered as well. I'm sorry, did you vote for this, folks? Did you even know this is coming? This has the very potential to change life on this earth like nothing has ever done before. And Dr. Horton is on the forefront of this, folks. She describes this as a very, very, very dangerous weapon of mass destruction in the wrong hands. Now, let me be very clear. Let me be very clear with this. Yes, there are very positive things with 5G. There are positive technologies that can come and will come with this. And that's all well and good. The problem is, folks, that for every good thing, there are literally a dozen very positive, or I should say very bad negative things that are not possible. It's a two-edged sword. Technology can be used for good, of course, but in the hands of malevolent individual miscreants that basically turn it over to artificial intelligence that they have programmed, it is absolutely a potential, let's put it that way, potential for mass destruction. And make no mistake, Dr. Horton knows what she's talking about. She is targeted herself. She's been targeted by coming out with this. And once you start speaking about this, you can't really stop because you're ostracized and you're blackballed and you're censored. And yes, there is technology to even try and destroy you physically. Yeah, this is all what we're going to talk about with Dr. Horton, hopefully in the full 2-hour segment. So yeah, this is oncoming, upcoming, and very important. But it's all about what we're talking about in the second hour. It's all about freedom, folks. America, for better or for worse, is the free world citadel. We have our problems, absolutely. We have our issues. We have our enemies, domestic enemies, absolutely. And we need to be on guard and fight them because freedom, you see, is never free. We have to be alert. We have to be aware. We have to be fully informed. Because if we don't have that information and we don't have the debriefings, you see, we have no game plan. We have to know the enemy and the game plan. So this is what it's all about. I would hope to get a discussion started with Dr. Horton that will be like a snowball rolling down the hill, an avalanche, you see, because as she will say so eloquently, I've had some communication with her already, and I tell you, she is amazing and so very simple and very humble. She says, we need to start a dialogue. We need to have a debate on this. Censorship is not the answer. Just because we have Fortune 500 trillion-dollar corporations behind this doesn't mean it's right. And just because they're done by the military, I mean, the United Nations world military under their contract should be cause right there for questioning. See, the vast majority of Americans have no idea that a man named Elon Musk and his SpaceX company received $10 billion contract from the deep state, primarily the military arm, DARPA, to develop the Western grid of the satellite network. And through SpaceX launches, these satellites are being built in Redmond, Washington. They've already deployed hundreds of these, and they're planning to deploy 20 to 30,000 all in total. The company is called Starlink. Starlink is the company. Nobody voted for this. Nobody said, let's do this. Wait a minute. If you control the sky and the communications link, and you can beam information down, voice to skull information to individuals. Could this be what Elon Musk was warning us about himself 3 years ago in an interview in Joe Rogan's show? where he stunned the world by saying, hey, artificial intelligence will be the chains of slavery. We got to stand against artificial intelligence, AI, and its influx into our lives. Well, hello, Mr. Musk. Why are you putting the infrastructure down to make us controlled? You're basically forging the chains by launching these satellites. Oh, well, it's a contract. You're making billions of dollars. It's launching you into your Tesla electric cars. Okay, which, by the way, news story, the electric car craze in California is putting a lot of stress on the electric grid, according to a news report today. Imagine that, folks. You don't seem to realize that just because you plug a car in doesn't mean that that power is free. Okay? You charge a kilowatt hour usage and follow the power grid. That has to come from somewhere, whether it's a coal-fired generator, a cogen plant of Southern Cal Edison origin, or hydroelectric dams on rivers, etc. It's still a commodity that has a price tag on it. And yes, what's so funny, the coal generation, cogen, to generate enough power to power a Tesla car or any other electric car plug-in actually creates more greenhouse gases than anything else, folks. We got to take a break. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away. This is the Power Hour. I'm your guest host, Dr. H. Drew Ott. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Don't go away.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829. As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
you know what my mission was when I started this, when I was so excited? I still am excited after 21 years. I said, anybody who's got mouth must use Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash if they want to stay healthy. I'm going to make sure that it is available to anywhere I can put the product.
You got a lot of zinc in these products.
Zinc inhibits plaque growth. Zinc is also known to have an antibacterial properties. Also, zinc works to eliminate bad breath by destroying volatile sulfur compounds. Such an incredible product. And
wow.
I'm so proud to say my wife did that and saved my life, saved my mouth, and she is the mother of all the people who are using a Vitamer toothpaste and mouthwash in the world.
Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Buy from the good guys at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at theparamall.com. That's theparamall.com.
And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the second part of the first hour of today's Power Hour. This is Dr. H. Ruot filling in for Dan Bergman, who's taking a well-earned sabbatical. Thanks for joining us, folks. If you just joined us, just want to give, a strong shout-out to all those who are tuning in. I sent out a blast email myself from I don't know if people know this or not, and maybe it doesn't even matter. I host a two-hour daily radio show on another network and was very well received for about 2 years. We had great ratings, actually, because, you know, it's always good to tell the truth about current events and shine light of reason, if you will, on some insanity that's going on. And this, if you haven't heard the news in California, you know, this governor there, I call him Gruesome Newsom. I hope you don't mind if I say that. I mean, this guy is, what are you thinking sometimes? I mean, what's the mindset? Make it mandatory by 2035 or so. Yeah. That all cars in sold, new cars now, you can still buy old used cars that are gasoline powered, but all new cars will have to be electric. I mean, 100% electric. Well, why? Because, you see, we can't have these terrible cars. And putting out greenhouse gases and ruining the world. It's just so bad. We can't have it anymore. Got to stop. We got to save the planet. We got to save the world, you see. My goodness. What's the problem with that, Dr. Ott? These are clean, efficient electric cars. Well, because do the analysis, folks. Electricity doesn't come free. I mean, if you want to, listen. If you want to have a really clean car, don't run on electricity either. Run it on water. Yeah, folks. Oh, I could tell you a whole story about this one. My friend Stanley Meyer and I these big oil companies and power companies, power. Man, they kill for power. And this is what it's really all about. Stanley Meyer, check out his website, just Google up Stan Meyer water-driven car. Okay, golly. Stan Meyer had an idea, and he built a carburetor that ran off of, H2O. Fill up with your garden hose. I don't care, as long as it's liquid. I mean, he could actually take and pee in it, okay, and still run it. Because what happened is, you see, the hydrogen that's in urine or the hydrogen in pure water, and doesn't even matter how, it doesn't have to be really super pure. Ocean water is still hydrogen in it. The breakdown would happen and the hydrogen would power. It's a gas. It's a clean, absolutely clean running gas that'll fire those pistons just as powerfully and just as efficiently as clean natural gas, right? Oh my goodness. But water's plentiful and it's free, right? Yeah, pretty much. So Stanley Meyer, he had a great idea of a hydrogen onboard production unit that would pressurize and go in and just enough to burn and fire the pistons of a regular internal combustion engine, right? But he said he had one little glip. He could run his lawnmower just fine off it, and he could run his little go-kart just fine, but when you get into a bigger, like even a V6 or a 8-cylinder engine, there was problems because they needed more gas generated, more hydrogen to gas. And here's the cool thing, okay? You know what happens when you burn hydrogen in this call? Called, look at this guy named Yul Brown, Y-U-L-L Brown, an inventor, great inventor, came out and he found a way to do this. That's called Brown's gas. It's actually a component of water. It's not pure hydrogen. It's not pure oxygen. It's kind of a blend between it. And when you burn Brown's gas, as Stanley Meyer found out, the byproduct, there's no hydrocarbons. There's no CO, carbon monoxide. No. What is brought out is pure water. Ooh, water vapor. Amazing. Imagine that. And so what I brought to the table, this is a little known factoid, and I don't publicize this, but it's the truth nevertheless. I said, here's a design, Mr. Meyer, that you might want to look at, because if you can utilize, again, based on Dr. Pauling's work on frequency pulse, energy frequency, the process of producing Brown's gas becomes multiplied. It's what's called hypergas in a frequency generation. And then once you have that in place, this pulse, then doesn't it make sense to, instead of a catalytic converter, to basically reduce emissions, to have a reservoir where you can actually store and bring the water vapor back in to condense it, and then have it in a reservoir where you can pump it back into the fuel tank? What that did, folks, is it increased the fuel efficiency on a gallon of water to literally hundreds, if not a thousand or more gallons per, or miles per gallon of water. So Stanley Meyer put this on his minivan, proceeded to show it and work it, because what he was at in the Midwest, he had the media showing this little eccentric and tinkerer, right? Drove his minivan from Maine, the state of Maine, across the country and back to his hometown. And he did it all in with water, filling up with water from the tank. Oh, yeah, folks, this is real. This is very real. So I brought in an electrical engineer friend of mine who happened to be employed by, he retired from California Transportation, Caltrans. This gentleman is my good, good friend, actually partner in business, Vance Abersold. Vance Abersold had enough connections with millionaires to create some seed money. And so we created a LLC structure where we would produce these en masse in target markets, beginning with Utah, California, and Indiana. And we would just start producing these in contract with shops, private, independent, small mechanic shops to do the modification, because it really isn't much. $1,000 series of parts and labor and you're done. You convert this over and it doesn't matter if it's gasoline or diesel. And so we did this for as a prototype, and it worked fantastically. Well, we were getting ready to go, and because we had the James Arness family. Remember James Arness from Gunsmoke? Yeah. The Arness family. All set up to start bankrolling and funding this, and we got an offer you can't refuse. Yeah. $1 billion, $1 billion in a Cayman Islands account with unlimited draws from debit cards, you see. Do the math. We had the three partners. That's $333 million apiece. And we were set for life. But see, the caveat was can't have this on the market. This has to go bye-bye. You know, this was back when Arnold Schwarzenegger was governor. Arnold was governor of California. And through Caltrans's experimentation, we proved that it would be workable on all Caltrans equipment, including their buses. So the first thing, of course, was contracting with Arnold to have all of this on-demand hydrogen placed on all the heavy equipment of Caltrans as the first step. And that scared the bejesus out of the power brokers of Southern Cal, Edison, and other places. You see, it's all the same group of people. Who do you think controls the power grid? The electric cars, you see. Still, this is going to get you one way or another. You're going to pay, you have to pay for the kilowatt hours no matter how you pump it in. But water is free. I mean, come on. Rain, lakes, freshwater lakes, streams, rivers. Okay? Can't control that too much. Scared the bejesus out of them because that's one of their power. That's how they make their trillions, and their power and control over the people is that grid, folks. But you guys, you deserve some kudos because $1 billion, we just print the money up in our Federal Reserve basement. It doesn't matter. We'll set you up for life, but you've got to play ball. You've got to just stop this stuff. Stop this nonsense. Well, we had a conference call, the three of us. And it goes back to the very basis of this whole show today. Freedom. Do we want to be free or do we want to sell out? And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to look at a pro forma ledger and see, hey, we'll have $1 billion. We'll be richer than Bill Gates and Warren Buffett in a year or two. This is... They can go pound sand. And that was a message we gave back. No. You don't understand. You got to take this. You won't have no recourse. Well, I'm a junior guy. You know, I really did nothing as far as bringing the finances to the table. I just have enough information through Dr. Pauling's work and resonance and the generation of gas through the periodic table of hydrogen and oxygen. That's all I brought to the table. I'm a nobody, really. The message was given back, you guys, take your $1 billion and do whatever you want to do with it where the sun don't shine. Within a week, my two partners were dead. And I was a little paranoid. I quit. I just didn't want to do anything until I guaranteed that I was okay, that I was not going to have the same fate. How they do it? Stanley Myers went to a dinner, was poisoned, came back and didn't survive the night. Same with my partner Vance. Same MO. Don't know how it happened. There was nothing showing up as far as toxins, but I do know that there's technology. A crystal gun can, I mean, this sounds wild and crazy. I hear you. But folks, indeed, at the highest level, they can shoot a CO2 dry ice crystal that's got this toxin that'll just make you flat out expire. There's no trace of it. You die of natural causes. Your guts basically turn to mush and your heart stops. I know the technology exists. Thank you, Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, DARPA, at McLean, Virginia. I know these things. Okay. So we have no hydrogen on demand cars. But yet, we still have the control of the big oil, big pharma. See, there's at the top of the food chain, folks, there's big pharmaceuticals, big oil, and big power. Your independent, individual power companies, all controlled at the highest level by a select group of people. Same group of people control all three segments. If I told you who they were, you'd say, oh, you're anti-Semitic. No, I'm just telling you the truth of who these banksters are and what their deep state is all about. I just tell you the truth, folks. This is true talking. It is what it is, folks. And we go on. I have a little remnant of our days with this. They haven't destroyed my carburations units that I have hidden away. I still run my go-kart, my four-wheeler, my lawnmower on water. That's okay. I'm not hurting anybody. I'm surely not polluting, setting out greenhouse gases. No. Folks, and it is what it is. The technology is such, you see. Now, folks, if you think this is really nutsy and crazy, well, how do you think our submarines function? Do they go and pull into a diesel gas plate anywhere? No. We don't see them filling up. We have ICBM missiles on these Polaris submarines, okay? They're all over the world in different areas, tracked by the war room in Washington, D.C. They know where this is, top security. They can't go pull in and gas up. They're driven, you see, by cold fusion, which is cold fusion is basically what we're talking about here. Taking water. No, not talking fresh water. They pump it in through the ocean waters. And folks, the reality is fresh water works better than ocean water. But you know what's something? There are amazing resources as a submarine. They know where these freshwater rivers come out under the ocean. They can go down into those streams and pump in the fresh water and fuel our nuclear. They're called nuclear submarines, folks, but they're really cold fusion. That's the secret. This is part of what I'm talking about. The powers that be knows that we can run on water right now. I mean, Catherine Horton, a particle physicist, knows it. We don't have to be. This is what's crazy. Look at the amount of your budget that you pay for heating and air conditioning your homes, your fuel costs, your transportation costs, etc. And it's a big chunk of money going to empower the deep state miscreants. The same ones. Perfect. We'll bring her on. So we have all this going on, folks. It's crazy, but it's the truth. Unless we do have some callers coming in. Let's open up the phone lines. We have Sherry in Kansas. Thanks for calling the Power Hour. Sherry, how are you today?
Okay, hi Drew. Hey, are you familiar with what John Hamill is trying to do with getting, I believe it's the Telecommunications Act changed two words that they are using when people take court cases against being deplatformed and stuff by these companies? He was on Ingrid's show the other night.
Wow, I haven't talked with John for years and years. But I'm a strong supporter of what he does. So have him contact me. I'd love to get
well,
in
I'm
touch
not on the
again.
Internet, so I can't email him. But he was on Ingrid's show the second hour, and what it is two little words, otherwise objectionable. And right before it, it's talking about pornography, and that's what the courts should be referring it to, but they are they are actually letting them use those two words to do all this other stuff because they find it objectionable. So he's trying to get a White House petition was one thing, and he's also trying to get, you know, that way, and then he's trying to get Congress, and there's already a bill up there in the House, and it's 7808, but the Senate side does not have a companion bill. But, yeah, if you listen to her show, he talks about it. And then
perfect,
I was wondering if sometime when you're, like, seven or coming on as a guest, if you would, do you know anything about Gaston Nassens? I'm reading the Christopher Burge book on his, and it's hard for me to get through, you know. But it's really amazing, and it's got to intersect with the germ theory, I feel. So that's all I had, okay?
I've actually talked to, back in the day, when I was being trained in the naturopathy, Gaston's work is really important. It's there's little sub-micron particles, actually much smaller than even viruses, that he called somatide, the somatide cycle. Wow, you know, he's right on point. More study needs to be done on this because everything that he put out has been flat out censored, like in a huge way. Of course, he was a Canadian and absolutely targeted and brought for the tribunals up there. For what? For just saying, hey, I've found something really new in a sub. Yeah, he built a very, very powerful microscope, much more powerful than our electron microscopes. And to see this is what he called basically the God particle. Somatide is a word that's French for very small particle. Hey, let's do that. Great idea. It definitely ties in, most definitely ties into the train theory, Sherry. Thank you.
Okay,
so,
that's all I had. Thanks.
Thanks so much. Good comments. Appreciate that. Shout out to John Hamill. Yeah, it's a name from Blast from the Past, Americans for Health Freedom. Again, freedom is a key thing. Telecommunications Act, folks. Oh, my goodness. We are entering a new age of communications through the 5G. And let me tell you, my guest, Catherine Horton, is upcoming. We'll give you an earful, I promise you. You're going to have to sit up. There is no fence sitting here, folks. This is that critically important. Let me just do this. I want to kind of give you an overview of what we're talking about, or what we're talking about with Dr. Horton, before we bring our guest on the second hour. Imagine, if you will, that you notice that there is a large drone that's kind of a helicopter drone, and it's following you and your whole family everywhere you go. In the city, you travel to the city, it's there. You travel out in the country, it's hovering and there. And you get a pair of binoculars, you look at it, and notice there's a 50 caliber machine gun, barrel pointed right at your head all the time. Are you going to get a little bit questioning of what is this? And then you find out it's not just you that is targeting, but every person in the entire world has their own personal drone. That's craziness, Dr. Rod. You really can't do that. The sky will be filled with these drones. They'll be everywhere, surely. But everyone will have their own personal drone pointing a deadly weapon at your forehead. Folks, this is the best way to diagram and to describe the potential of these 5G satellites. You see, they have what's called a 60 gigahertz wave that can be bumped up to 95 gigahertz. There's a wave system that can be bumped up by the artificial intelligence that controls the main system, okay? The AI. As Dr. Horton will explain, and as I'm explaining right now, there's something called an active denial system, ADS. Check it out. Just Google it up. Wikipedia's entry on active denial system. There it is. It's real, folks. It's developed by the military. It is a 95 gigahertz frequency and it's and a 1 to 2 millimeter wave, which is exactly what 5G is. Exactly the same thing. But it's if you ramp it up and it's in an intensity, it will cause your sweat glands and your, which is your body's connection in water to the blood, and cause your, literally your body to boil. Heat. Oh, they use it for crowd control. It's all very, very, it's called active denial systems. And but they can actually make it, as what's called a pencil wave. And they can target individuals or whole groups of individuals, many millions. This is why it's a weapons of mass destruction, folks. The artificial intelligence says, okay, we've had enough of these miscreants down here thinking they can run and control themselves. A whole neighborhood is going to, boom. You're dead, folks. You drop dead. It's that powerful. It's that real. Don't take it for granted. It's real. It's coming to a neighborhood near you unless you can stand up and say, no, not on our watch. We have to take a break. We'll come back at the top of the hour, ladies and gentlemen, with Gary Barnett. Stay tuned. Don't go away. This is the Power Hour, and I'm your host, Dr. A. Truott. Talk to you later.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams Probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like Strauss Heart Drops, North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Does Big Pharma have a hold of you? Thepowermall.com believes everything the body needs is provided by nature, unlike prescription drugs that aren't meant to cure but cover up your symptoms and contain addicting chemicals. Strauss Heart Drops are 100% all natural. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops by calling Jay at 1-877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or order online at thepowermall.com today.
Hi, it's